Well, let's speak now to Andy Greenberg. He's a reporter at KTR radio station. That's in Arizona. Very good morning to you, Andy. We're hearing that these were highly trained officers specifically used in these circumstances to go into the worst of conditions. What do you know about what happened to them?
Yeah, as you said, they're part of a hotshot team specializing in wildfire suppression. What seems to have happened is they were using their aluminum fire shells, which they cover up in case something comes their way, and the wind shifted, and it just came right back on top of them, and the fire overtook them, and the heat was just too much.
Tell us a little more about the shelters you're talking about. These are the devices they take in with them if they effectively get sort of caught in a situation?
Right. They carry them on their person, and the idea is to completely cover themselves with it, so if the fire is to pass them by, they won't be affected by it. But because of the high winds and how dry it is and the high temperatures, it just didn't work out this time.
Yes, looking at some of the comments already coming in, tributes to the officers. These are people who live dangerous lives. They work in dangerous fields. But the impact of these 19 deaths in one event will be enormous.
Absolutely. We've heard that it is the largest loss of firefighters in one incident since September 11th of 2001. So it's a very dark day for Arizona.
And can you give us a sense of I know that there are many more fire officers on their way to the scene now. What's the situation in terms of the blazes themselves?
Right now, it's still at 0% containment. There's still a lot of wind. 2,000 acres have been burned. 250 buildings in the town of Yarnell, nearly half the town itself, has been completely taken out. They've ordered plenty of crews, 7 helicopters, 2 air tankers, 4 single-engine air tankers, and multiple engines have been ordered up there. We even heard from our mayor in Phoenix. His name's Greg Stanton. He said that he is ready to send any help from the Phoenix Fire Department up to Yarnell.